Good morning, Rabbosai. I get Chodesh. As I said, that we finished our discussion on the houses and building houses of stone in Chutzlorets or in Eretz Yisrael, etc. And now we're just moving on to Chodesh Shvat, being Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And being Rosh Chodesh Shvat, just a couple of points to introduce the Chodesh, if you like. First of all, it is the 11th month in the year. It's described in Sefer Devarim, at the beginning of Devarim, as Vayhi Bar Boim Shono, it was in the 40th year, Ba'ashtei Osa Chodesh Be'echad LaChodesh, in the first day of the 11th month. The Mephoshim say, Chazal have an expression, Kol HaMoisif Goyrea, that sometimes if you add something, then you lose out. Sometimes you can have too many. In English they say, too many cooks spoil the broth. Yeah, if everybody comes along adding more and more salt to the soup, then eventually it gets spoilt. So there is this expression called Amos Agrea. Sometimes it's not kedai to add. So they say that why is the 11th day of the month, it should be, why is it called Ashtei Osor? Ashtei Osor B'Chodesh. Yeah, it's called Ashtei Osor Chodesh in the Torah. And in Zechariah it says, but Ashtei Osor Chodesh hu Chodesh Shavat. So we know that Shabbat is the 11th month, but this is correct. If you count from Nisan, being Rosh Chodoshim or Rosh Chodoshim, then the Shabbat is the 11th month, Adar is the 12th, and then we go to Nisan again the 1st. So therefore, why is it called Ashtei Osor L'Chodesh? Because they say as follows, if it would read Shtei Osor L'Chodesh, yeah, or Shtei Osor L'Chodesh, that would mean the 12th. So now when you add an Ayin, you reduce it by one. So that's a Moisif is Goyrea. You add the ayin and you reduce the number by one. Because shtei osor would mean 12. So it would be the 12th month. Ronnie was just saying that if it would say shtei osor l'chodesh, then it would mean the 12th month. Right? Because you add the ayin, therefore it goes down from 12 to 11. So it's a moisif goyrea. You add the ayin, you drop the month by 1 month. And ashtei osor chodesh is referred to in the Torah. And it's referred to in Zechariah as hu chodesh shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is always one day, and the Chodesh is Mole. We have 30 days in the month, and therefore the next month, Rosh Chodesh Adar, is always 2 days. Now, the most interesting event in the Chodesh is Rosh, what we call Tu B'Shvat, or Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. And we'll discuss later the Gaba what it is a Rosh Hashanah, just to bear in mind, because today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that according to whatever Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos is, which we celebrate on Tu B'Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So today is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat on the 15th of the month. And on Beli Neda, we'll discuss, Legabe, what is it Rosh Hashanah? What is this Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos? We'll start discussing Beli Neda tomorrow. Yeah. Agit Chodesh, everybody. And we'll do a collection here to Shem after the Shem.
Started at the Torway, Northwest London, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Aleph Shvat, 19th of January, Ha'ad Mimradzin, Shlita, Golos Mitzrayim. This week's Torah has been sponsored with Simos of Mitzvah of Rishlev and David Hakabroch Neriyoy. Took place last Shabbos. He rotten Shabbat Rovus Kainov, Rab Nachas Menem Kol Yotzei Chalotzehim, or in Nishmas, our esteemed founder of Yosef Dov. Ben.
Good morning, good Chodesh, for all the Tyre Eden, which come together. Hashem Yeh Mochem. the current parshas of the beginning of parshas Shmois, we read in the Torah about the Golus Mitzrayim, the exile where Yidden were in Mitzrayim more than two centuries. And then later we were redempted from the Golus. We went out of Egypt, which is called Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every child knows that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the cornerstone of many mitzvahs of the Torah, such as Shabbos, Tefillin, Achilas Matzah, Mitzvahs Pesach. One of the memories we have to carry with us during our entire life is Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we see in the Pasuk, Leman Tizkor Yomtzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yomechayecho Yomechayecha Yomim Kol Yomechayecha Leilois. We mention it twice a day, at least, by Krishna in the morning and the evening. Okay? But someone has to think about it. What's the reason we came into the Golus of Mitzrayim to begin with? Why did we fall into this terrible Golus, as we read in the Midrashim, in the Torah, Vayasim Wolof Soremisim, Vayanchu Bnei Yisrael Min Avoido, Vatal Shavosem Elelkim Min Avoido? As we are thanking and we are thankful for Hashem that took us out of Mitzrayim, we have to think why we came into it. Of course, the goal of our thinking so is not to Lila to ask questions on the divine decree that Hashem laid out in Brisbane Absorim, Yadoya Teda, Kigeria Zerachu, Beretz Lehem, Vavoduino Isom. We are not here to ask questions. We're not in a position that we can or should be able to ask questions. But still, this is Torah. In Torah, we study, and we have to understand. And this is why we have to actually start thinking about the reason why Hashem set forth the Golus of Mitzrayim. Of course, we have no own theories, but we're going to look into it a little bit, as long as the time permits, to see what some of the Mefarshim say about this theme. So, as we mentioned, Hashem told Avram Avinu, Yodei Ateida, Kigeri Ezra'acho Be'eretzloi Lohem, Vavodu V'inmo Yisom Abam Yishonim. But the Torah doesn't give any reason why. So, let's start up with the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Brisbane of Sorin, he writes as follows. The Ramban says that the Golus Mitzrayim came as a punishment for Avraham Avinu because he was actually directed by Hashem to leave Haran and to live in Eretz Canaan, which is known, of course, as Eretz Yisrael. So he was actually to stay in Eretz Yisrael, at least as long as Hashem didn't direct him to do the opposite. But, as we know, there was a famine, there was a hunger in Eretz Yisrael. And then, Vahi Rav Ba'aretz, so Avraham left Eretz Canaan, and he went to Eretz Mitzrayim. Yes? Okay. So, he says, the Ramban, that Avraham Avinu is not an ordinary man, and from the obvious, there was expected a different conduct, a different isnagus. So, Avraham, he says, should not have left Eretz Yisrael, although he was in a position of hunger. And he says, Elokim Barov Yevdanu Mimovis. He should have be with Bitochin that Hashem will surely not let him die, besides the promises that he carried along from Horam. While Amasa Zeh, on this leaving of Eretz Yisrael, Nigzar Al Zaroi, there was a decree on his children to be in Golus, where? In Eretz Mitzrayim. You went down to Eretz Mitzrayim, now you have to suffer, I mean, the children of yours have to suffer from being in Eretz Mitzrayim in the future generations. But there are many difficulties arise with the Ramban's explanation. And the morale actually puts it as if it was eliminated altogether. This explanation doesn't stand in the criticism. Why? One of the main difficulties arise with the Ramban's idea is because there is the renowned Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Usually, as we read the Parsha, we come to impression that first Avraham left Haran, came to Eretz Yisrael, and later on in the Parsha, as we see, there was the Bris Bein Abisorim, where, of course, Avraham was told all the history that will forecome for the children of Yisrael. But Tosfos says, and he brings proof to it, that actually it's not so. He says that Avraham Avinu left Eretz Haran when he was 75 years old, as the Pasuk states. But the Bris Bein Abisorim occurred while he was just 70 years old, which means 5 years earlier. There's a Tosfos, everyone can look it up in Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Beis. So now, what comes out of this? That actually Avraham Avinu was informed that his children will be in exile in Golis even before the sin was committed, because he didn't leave Mitzrayim just after he came to Eretz Yisrael, and the Bris Bein Abisorim actually took place 5 years before he reached Eretz Yisrael. So how come could be that there is a punishment for a sin that was not even performed as long as Avraham Avinu was still in Haran? So this is one of the questions raised against the thesis of the Ramban. Okay, so now, besides that, there is another question arises. As we know, the Ramban laid a basis which says that Maise Ovois Simon Lebonim, which means everything which our Ovois have performed or done in any stage of their life actually laid the cornerstone for what would happen in later generations, whether they did it with the full conscience, or it was just done as Hashem made it happen. This is not our topic now. So the Ramban says that Avraham Avinu actually laid the pathway for Golus Mitzrayim. So Ramban says like this: Avraham went down to Mitzrayim, as we know. Why? Because there was a famine, there was a hunger. Now, the Mitzrayim took away his wife, Sarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took revenge upon Paroi, Benegoyim Gidoylim, he gave him big makas, and finally he went out of Mitzrayim, he left Mitzrayim, Avraham kovid mo'oid b'mikne b'kesef b'zov, with cattle and silver and gold, which Paroi gave him, and also Paroi even sent him, he accompanied him out of Mitzrayim, b'kovid, he didn't chase him out, but he accompanied him. So he says that this is also a remez to what would happen with his children, the children of Israel. The Shvatim left Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because there was a hunger. in Eretz Yisrael. And now Yankov sent them to Mitzrayim. Now, later on, the Mitzrayim did bad. They tortured the Yidden, and they would take away their children, or as he says it, he lays it down that actually the goal of this is a chiddush of the Ramban, the goal of his was to take away the women of the Yidden, since there won't be any males, so he will grab away the females. It's just similar to what Paroi, the first Paroi, did to Avraham Avinu when he took away Sarah. Now, later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will take revenge upon Paroi, and he will give him Makis, and he would also accompany them with Mikneh B'Kesef Ezov V'Acheichen Yetzer V'Chush Gadol. He says, there wasn't a single thing that happened to the children which didn't happen earlier a few generations to the others. So now we see from the Ramban, actually, that it's not a punishment to a sin which Avraham Avinu committed. It's just like he laid the pathway for things that are to come. So how can the Ramban claim that this is a punishment? Okay. Now, there is a different opinion. I don't know if we'll be able to stuff in all the opinions. We'll try to make it the long thing short. The Abar Benel says a different theory as to why Eden had to suffer Golas Mitzrayim. He says, we know all of the Maaseh of Mechiras Yosef, that Yosef was sold to be a slave in Mitzrayim. So this is a big sin. Something has to be done to wipe out the sin, to amend it, and to fix things back. So he says that the Golas Mitzrayim came to be mechaper akapore on the old sin of Mechiras Yosef. This is the thing that they had to go through, the Yidden, in order to be mechaper on the sin of Mechiras Yosef. And someone will ask, if so, is why did Yosef himself also have to suffer in Mitzrayim? He was the object who was sold, so he should get the punishment. He's also responsible, he's also accountable, because Vayove Yosef is the Bosom Ro Elaviyem. And therefore, he also has to be Mishtatef in the Gezeira of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Abar Benel draws a few lines to make it obvious that the Golas Mitzrayim came because of the sin of selling Yosef. First of all, he points out, where was the Golas Mitzrayim? In Mitzrayim. Where was Yosef sold to be a slave? To Mitzrayim, number one. Number two, when they threw Yosef into the pit, so actually the sin was in throwing Yosef, tossing him into the pit. Therefore, there was the later decree of Kol HaBen Na'iloi that you have to throw him into the river, and other things. But the Maral doesn't accept the Abar Benel. He says it's impossible. Why? Because one of the things he claims is, first of all, he says, what are you actually claiming? You're saying that Mitzrayim, the Golas of Mitzrayim, came because of Mechiras Yosef. He says that actually we find in Rashi, the beginning of Vayeshev, just the opposite of that. Why? Because it says, Vayishlcheyu Yankov, Vayishlcheyu Me'emek Chevron. He sent Yosef to his brothers, Me'emek Chevron. What is Me'emek Chevron? What's the difference? Why does the Torah mention this? So he says, Me'etza Amuko Shel Tzadik Shukovu B'Chevron. Which means actually to say, this is because it was caused, the whole Mechira was caused because of the Gzeire, which was told to Avraham Avinu by the Brisbane of Sarim. So if so, so actually it seems it seems to be that not the Mechiras Yosef was the reason for Galus Mitzrayim, but the Galus Mitzrayim was a gzera, an early decree, we still don't know why, and that caused later on to what happened and became to be the Galus Mitzrayim, the Mechiras Yosef. So the Hashem set out everything to make it. Abba Ben El also knows this. He said Abba Ben El was big. He says that, I don't know, this is a yesod, he says that sometimes the Torah foresees things that will happen because a sin that Bnei Yisrael will sin in the future, even though it did not yet happen. So the Torah tells us the sin and the punishment together. He brings a sample, as we see, for instance, that Ki soiled bonim uvnei bonim v'noshantem baretz. And what happened later? Hashem says that there will be a good gzeirah in Golus. So actually the Torah foresees that Yidden will sin. And still the Torah writes it. And the Torah writes what will happen. It's not just a warning. It's actually what will happen. And also it says, by V'hoyuk yoyim aleichem b'neichem avoyda zosh lechem, Rashi says, b'kan izbastru shasidim lachtoy. So the Torah, so you also see, so why does the Torah have to tell us that? Because the Torah wants to give an introduction why and when we will get Eretz Yisrael. But the Torah doesn't go into details why exactly will we sin and how come and this and that. Anyway, this is the opinion of the Ababinim. But still there's many kashas existing, and I have to to hip over a little bit. We'll come to it that many Achroinim, Rishoinim, they take an opinion that the Golus Mitzrayim wasn't caused through a specific sin, that the Eden sinned against Hashem, but rather the Golus Mitzrayim had a certain goal which was set forth for the Klal Yisrael that they have to go through this type of Golus. The question just arises, why should Jewish people, such a holy nation, have to go through such a torture and such a torment and everything, like throwing children into the river and putting babies, placing them in the brick wall and all this type of crazy things? Why did this happen? Why was it necessary? What goal did it serve? So, it's like this. First of all, the Baal HaKedah says, since the Yiddish people had a goal. It's not just like a race that exists and eats and drinks and this and that. We have to serve a divine goal, a heaven goal, which is called Vayisimli Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. Okay, in order to be roi, to be prepared to serve such a high goal, we have to be a little bit more high level. We have to be in a higher level of rochnius, a spiritual level, in order that we should be able, we should be prepared, we should be deserved to serve as the nation of Hashem. In order that should be able to happen, so we have to be cleansed. We have to be a little bit Oisgereinigt, you have to be tor. Everyone knows that usually a person is born with all kinds of desires and all kinds of bad inclinations, yetzahara, and this and that. All the people, the goyim, are also the same, obviously. But the Yidden have to be cleansed out, they have to be purified in order they should be deserved to be Am Hashem. How did this cleansing come? Of course, as everyone knows, that when you take, you dig out the gold or diamonds of the earth, out of the Adama, you can't just take a piece of diamond and wear it. It has to go through a procedure of cleaning, of polishing. What? Clean, to be polished in order that later it should be able to shine and to be magnificent and this and that. Therefore, the Yidden had to go through a long procedure, which was very, very, it caused great pain. It hurt it very much. But this was necessary in order to cleanse their nefashis, to set them towards a high goal. The Al-Sheikh actually says that just like when they take, when you take gold, you throw it into a melt pot. In a melt pot, and I don't know how they make it today, but this is what the way it goes. So it has to be melted up altogether. All the components should separate. Now, once the components of the gold separate, so then the psoilus floats up on the top, and the gold itself is on the bottom. So like this, you come to the actually gold to make it pure and clean and to make it like it should be altogether purified. The same thing happened, says the Al-Sheikh by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem took Am Yisrael, even though by the end of the Golus we know that they were deep into the Memtesh Aratum, but they were already cleansed, because actually they had the seed of the Tahara, which stemmed from Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankiv. But they had to be a little bit purified, more than a little bit. That's exactly the reason, says the Al-Sheikh, that we had to go through this whole torment and this whole thing. This is one opinion. Number two, we have the Shloach Kodesh. The Shloach Kodesh says an interesting thing. Hashem wanted to prepare Yidden to be Am Hashem, right? Okay. What does it mean to be Am Hashem? It's just like we wear a pin, a medal. We're Am Hashem. We can be proud of ourselves. We're the top of the whole humanity. It doesn't work like that. To be Am Hashem means to be servants of Hashem. We have to be Eved, ki avodayhem, avodai, v'lo yavodim l'avodim. We have to be the slaves of Hashem's work. We do it. We do it with joy. We don't do it as we are forced to do it. We are, but still, it's a high, lofty thing. So in order that the person should be prepared to take upon himself, to be a slave, to be nichna, to be like humble, and to take upon himself the all Malchus Shemayim, it doesn't come from himself. You take a free nation, and all of a sudden you tell them, listen, I have a whole code of rules. You have to do this, you have to do that. You have to go Shabbos, you have to be Shomer Shabbos, you have to to keep Taras Mishpocha and Kashrus and this and that and that. There's a whole set of Tariag Mitzvahs. Usually, people, what would they say? I don't care. What do I need it? I can live as a free, they think, I mean, actually it's not so, as we know that this is Avodim to the HR. So therefore, Hashem put us in a place that we should have to bend ourselves down in order to be Mekabel Morris, to be under the so in the beginning they were under Mitzrayim, and they said that it's terrible, we can't stand it. Then finally Hashem brought them to Har Sinai, and he told them Ki avodahem, l'avodim, l'avodim, and story koidem. And anyways, Yidden became, as we know, because they were prepared. They went through like a soldier goes through what's it called, training, and this and that. And they tell the soldiers to run on the high mountain and all that. That says the Shloach. Another opinion is brought down by the Al-Sheikh, HaKadosh. He says like this, we know all that in the beginning of the creation, in the beginning of the Bria, there was the Chet, the sin, the first sin of Adam Rishon. The Gemara says that the Nochosh, Bo Nochosh, Al Chava, Vehitl Bazuhama. It's like a kind of dirt of soilus, which came into the people, because Chava, she's the ankle high. You have to, in order to get the Torah, we needed to come to a position that we should be cleansed. and we should be purified from this whole Zaham. This doesn't happen from itself. It happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Still another opinion is, this is already more Kabbalistic, that Reb Chaim Vital brings, that in the name of Ari, of course, that there was plenty of generations, early generations, that needed they needed urgently a ticket. They had to be to set down. You know, as we say, Hashem never leaves his souls, the nefoshes, the Yiddish nefoshes to chalila to decline, and he brings them back, even though they sinned and they weren't exactly the way they should be. So first of all, we have the chait of Adam Rishon. Later on, we have the chait of Dor HaPlugim. Still later on, we have the chait of the Dor HaMavim. Sorry. Later on, we have the Dor HaPlugim. All these generations left plenty of psoilus in the nefashis that had to be cleansed. We don't care. I mean, everyone lives his life, but Hashem, He cares for us. He knows what we have to do, what we have to accomplish. So therefore, they had to go through this whole torture and the whole torment in order to cleanse all the pgamim. He draws a similarity. He says that just like the Dor HaMavim, that they were so what's called enjoyment and tivus and this and that. The Dor HaPlugim put up a tower. He says that's why. Even our Miskus Paris Peace and Misram says we have to build buildings and towers, everything. Anyways, there's also a Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh also says a similar thing, that Rab Loza, the son of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, says, why did Hashem bring us into this terrible galus to begin with? And he also has a similar explanation. Anyways, we see that there were very high reasons we were brought into this, and this was the toive. And to end it, because time is running out, we all know that the main goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim is what? Kabbalas HaTorah. Kabbalas HaTorah was a gilui. It was something exceptional. It never happened and never will happen. This is a thing that actually laid the foundation to the Yiddish nation. In order to be roy, we should be able, deserve, to be mekabel divrei Torah. You can't just like, you take a sick man and you try to give him a palace with silver and gold and to give him good food. You can't do that. Why? Because he's sick. You have to first to cure him. You have to put him in a rehabilitation, in Beit Havra'ah. You have to make him healthy and this and that. Later on, there's someone that should be given the malchus, could be given all the goods. The same thing happened in Mitzrayim. Hashem set forth that we should be cleansed. Later on, we went out of Mitzrayim, we counted spheres. Oyma, and then finally, Nosalon Satorah, as Hashem says in the Torah, Oitziachos, Ome Mitzrayim, Tavdud and Selekim, Alohorazeh. This is only just. This is of the Spitzkuppel, it's like a lot of things. Anyways, good Chodesh, thank you. We wish you all the best.
Amen.
All of you should have bonne chaye, mezoyne reviche, hatzloche, and of course to be healthy and wealthy, b'zolkenen, m'kayim zayn divrei Torah, b'simcha, Bahavo, Vishlame, Shvat is Rosh Tevish, and his Basim, Sir Stoivis, Agit Choydish, Agabench Choydish, Israel Choydish, Agazint Choydish, Asluchadik.
Amen.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Nein, ich bin nicht mehr.